Chapter 4. Moreover, he made an altar of brass, 20 cubits the length of it, and 20 cubits the breadth of it, and 10 cubits the height of it. Also he made the molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in shape, and the height of it was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits compassed it round about. Under it was the likeness of oxen, which did compass it round about for 10 cubits, compassing the sea round about. The oxen were in 2 rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set on them above, and all their hinder parts were inward. It was a handbreadth thick, and the brim of it was worked like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It received and held 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins, and put 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left, to wash in them. Such things as belonged to the burnt offering they washed in them, but the sea was for the priests to wash in. He made the 10 lampstands of gold according to the ordinance concerning them, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. He also made 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. He made 100 basins of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priest, and the great court, and doors for the court, and overlaid the doors of them with brass. He set the sea on the right side of the house eastward toward the south. Huram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. So Huram made an end of doing the work that he did for King Solomon in the house of God. The 2 pillars, and the bowls, and the 2 capitals which were on top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He also made the bases, and the basins he made on the bases, 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under it, the pots also, and the shovels, and the flesh hooks, and all its vessels, did Huram his father make for King Solomon, for the house of the Lord, of bright brass. In the plain of the Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zeredah. Thus Solomon made all the vessels in great abundance, for the weight of the brass could not be found out. Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of God, the golden altar also, and the tables whereon was the showbread, and the lampstands with their lamps, to burn according to the ordinance before the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs of gold, and that perfect gold, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the firepans of pure gold. And as for the entry of the house, its inner doors of the most holy place, and the doors of the house, of the temple, were of gold.